Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today you'll hear a pre-recorded interview with Johnny Welch. He is a musician living in Nashville, and he's been involved in the Messianic movement for quite some time. I know you're going to love it. Stay with me, and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, now open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 4, and Fridays by appointment only. You can call the office at 585-288-0670. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall live in peace. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 shalom. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom.
Of course, that was the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel. Thank you for tuning into Bagels and Blessings. This is Ethel Chadwick. Hey, I'm just a nice Jewish girl who loves Yeshua. I like to say that Jesus made me kosher. I was so completely surprised and flabbergasted to think that Jesus was Jewish, the disciples were Jewish, the Last Supper was a Passover Seder. Oh my goodness. I wasn't that observant growing up, but once I accepted Yeshua into my heart, I really wanted to celebrate the holidays. I really wanted to fellowship and go to synagogue every week. So much changed, and here I am on the air since 1997. So I'm glad you're with me today. We are just going to have a blast. Next up, I'm going to feature a song by one of my favorite artists, Ted Pierce. This is Hallelujah et Adonai from the CD of the same name.
Praise Him with the cymbals, praise Him with the dance, praise Him with the shofar, praise Him with your hands. Praise Him with the timbrel. Praise Him with the harp. Praise Him with the drum and the flute. Praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Praise Him with the cymbals. Praise Him with the dance. Praise Him with the shofar. Praise Him with your hands. Praise Him with the timbrel. Praise Him with the harp. Praise Him with the drum and the flute. Praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord.
And let everything that has breath come and praise the shofar. Praise Him with your hand. Praise Him with the timbrel. Praise Him with the harp. Praise Him with the drum and the flute. And praise Him with your heart.
Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord.
And that was Ted Pierce. Yes, let everything and everyone that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, let's hear all about Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester, one of my sponsors. Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They've been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013 with state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment. They work to determine if they are what you need to get your life back. If you'd like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call today at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester, now located at 749 East Henrietta Road. Check them out online at ucccroc.com. Here's a new song from Joshua Aaron and Yair Levy. It's called Home.
Oh, God,
לאן אפנה רחום וחנון, לאן אפנה אל ארצי אני את ליבי אהובה שלי. רק עכשיו בלי תוכניות ודמיונות, בלי עבר וצלקות, אליה אליה אליה. Find rest for my soul. Where shall I go? Searching for my land, the longing of my heart, my love ever grows. Here and now, running forward to the past, to you, with everything I have, to you, to you, to you.
This is Joshua Aaron, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord. And they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. 585-889-7840. Paul Wilbur just came out with a new EP or extended play called We Call Your Name, and this one is called Holy.
Sing, oh,
Again, that was Paul Wilbur from his new EP called We Call Your Name, and that was called Holy. Such a gorgeous song. Well, this is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you for listening to Bagels and Blessings. In just a few moments, you'll hear my pre-recorded interview with a young singer who loves the Lord, Johnny Welch. But in the meantime, I think I'd like some music from a dear sister in the Lord. This is Sue Samuel, and it's called Lift.
I will lift up my voice. I will lift up my voice and be glad. I will lift up my voice and praise you through the good and the bad. Though you slay me, I'll put my hope in your word. Naked I was born, and naked I'll die, but you're my portion, Lord. Yes, you're my portion, Lord. I will lift up my voice. I will lift up my voice and be glad. I will lift up my voice and praise you through the good and the bad. When you stretch me, forming this clay into you. Pressed but not crushed, struck down not destroyed, so I'll sing hallelujah. Yes, I'll sing hallelujah. I will lift up my voice. I will lift up my voice and be glad. I will lift up my voice and praise you through the good and the bad.
Shalom, this is Sue Samuel, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
Here's a great song from Greg Silverman, Count It All Joy.
Joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works.
trust in God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him trust in God, to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a your faith worketh patience.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. That was Greg Silverman, Count on All Joy. One of the things I like a lot about Greg's music is he is an experienced musician. He's got his PhD, and he has such a wonderful grasp of harmony, and he loves to do the scat, you know, the jazz singing, and I'm just a real fan of jazz. I always have been, and so I love his music. He's a cool guy. But speaking of cool guys, I had the opportunity to interview Johnny Welch a couple of weeks ago, and I'm so excited to bring you that interview right now. Johnny Welch, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. I am excited, you know, just when I think I've met everybody on the entire planet involved in the Messianic movement, I always find somebody else I haven't spoken to yet. So, Johnny,
well,
tell
me. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for being willing. So, Johnny, tell me a little bit about how you were raised. For example, were you raised in a Jewish home, a non-Jewish home? Let's start there.
Well, I always knew my mother was Jewish and my grandmother, but I grew up in more of an evangelical home. My father's a pastor, and he worked. When I was a young child, he was the minister of music and did a lot of big, like, musicals and such, and directed a choir at a church. And when I was born in Canada, and then he took a job in North Carolina when I was three, and he went into church planting when I was around 9 or 10, and we moved around a lot. And the whole time, I knew that we were Jewish, but I didn't have a lot of tradition. I learned that more as an adult.
I see. So what was your first introduction to Messianic Judaism?
Well, I found Yeshua when I was 8 at a Franklin Graham cruise. It just clicked. I was there and they explained the gospel, and I was old enough to understand, wow, like what Jesus, Yeshua did for us, dying and raising again. And And what a gift. And I learned what that was. And then as I matured and I was in college, I started running across scriptures saying to practice the holidays forever. And the word forever was just like I don't know, it was like hitting my heart. It was like forever, you know? And I was like, man, I need to look into this. Like, I asked a professor at my school. I was going to Azusa Pacific. I found a professor that did classes on Jewish studies at one point. And she had explained a little bit to me, but I went to I came across a Jews for Jesus table that was at like a ministry fair at Azusa, and I was just like, hey, I'm Jewish, but I don't really know anything. I've just been coming across these scriptures, and it's been like getting me thinking. I probably need to learn how to do these holidays. And they, the first thing they did was invited me to Venice Beach to help pass out flyers, which was very, very eye opening. The work that Jews for Jesus does is amazing. It's not easy. They are in major metropolitan cities and doing ministry out on the streets. And, anyway, needless to say, I was a little young, and that wasn't for me at the time. So I ended up meeting someone named Nikki Hevesy, who is a film director. I met her at a Hollywood, like a Hollywood ministry at Bel Air Presbyterian, and she was running it. And I found out she was Jewish, and I was like, you know what? Hey, like I've been like thinking about that. I've been trying to learn some of the traditions. And sure enough, she actually had a ministry where she was inviting people to teach them, do the Jews and Gentiles, how to, like, most of the Jews going are already knew, but she invited Gentiles and Jewish people that didn't know a lot of the traditions to learn.
Perfect.
Some of the holidays. So that's where I really learned about it. And as I grew older, my brother ended up moving to Israel, and I met my family over in Tel Aviv. I went and had Passover over there, and I've spent time in Jerusalem on Yom Kippur, and really I've had a beautiful journey with Yeshua, getting closer with him, with my Jewish roots and tradition.
How exciting. Thank you so much for sharing. You know, as you were talking about growing up, I was really excited to hear about your father, because I come from a musical background, and I was in plays all the time, and I was and I was going to be a choir director at one time, and that's a whole other story for another time. But
cool.
So you grew up in this environment. Did it have an impact on you? Do you find yourself in, like, there's so much I don't know about you. Like, are you involved with music yourself?
Yeah, I mean, we grew up in the circus. You know, I was in my first musical when I was, I think, 4.
I love it. Oh, great.
And like the church musicals, and I was in Oliver Twist, and like when I think I was 4 or 5 on an off-Broadway in North Carolina. And it was a really great experience. And as I grew older, my brothers and I actually, I was always in doing acting and music of some kind, but my brothers and I started a country band music group together in 2010 or 11. And we did that for about 5 years. And it was, we moved to Nashville together, and that's actually where I started leading worship, or helping lead worship, at a Messianic synagogue out there called Colden. But I was also doing country music at the time.
Hi. What was the name of the congregation out there?
Cold OD.
Oh, cool, cool. Yeah, the phone cut out for just a moment. Exciting, exciting. When you said you and your brother did a country shtick, all I could think of was Jewish cowboys?
Yeah, it was two brothers. There were 3 of us, the Welch brothers.
Oh, that's so cool. That's wonderful. Wow, wow. Well, Johnny, how is the Lord using you today?
Well, I'm living in Los Angeles, and I'm helping, we're starting a new ministry out here called Heritage. Rabbi Jonathan Burness and Jason Minarchik, who's a wonderful pastor or rabbi, or I don't know what he wants to go by, but he's actually Joshua Aaron's brother.
I was just going to ask you that. That's so cool.
Yep. And he's working with Jonathan Burness, and they're co-leading this brand new ministry in Los Angeles, reaching the Jewish community. It's one of the largest Jewish populations in the whole world, next to, I think, Tel Aviv and New York.
Oh, wow.
And maybe Florida. But they're in one out of six people in Los Angeles are Jewish.
Yeah, including my sister.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, that's there's really not a lot of ministries out here. So we are starting this ministry to reach the Jewish people, and it's going really well. Right now, we're just meeting twice a month.
That's wonderful. Well, you never know when my sister might just come walking down the street and find Yeshua, you know, through you guys.
We will be in prayer.
Oh, excellent. That's wonderful. How exciting. Oh, my goodness. So how does your family feel about your involvement in the Messianic world?
You know, my parents are very supportive of the... My brother David is also... He moved to Israel. So for him, it was very... For our family, it was very cultural, especially for my older brother David, because he was in Israel, and really there's not a lot of evangelical churches there, maybe King of Kings, but if you are a believer over there, you're more than likely Messianic or Catholic. So but there's a lot of, like, if you're living in Tel Aviv, there's several Messianic synagogues. You don't really go to church there, you go to shul. So it was easier for my parents to, they really respected it, you know, we grew up, knowing we were Jewish. My dad's not Jewish, but, loving Israel. We always prayed for Israel, and sometimes we had a Hanukkah party or something like that, but it wasn't really a lot of tradition growing up, and, they appreciate it. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. How would you like us to be praying for you and maybe for the ministry that you're involved with?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I think just for provision and protection with the anti-Semitism on the rise for all of us, really. And for God to provide financially, of course. It's not always easy living in Los Angeles. Yeah. And for doors to open, and I think in the entertainment industry, I also feel God calling me to that. I write films, and I also write music. And I would love for there to be a wider territory there.
Oh, my goodness. I will pray for you for that young man.
Thank you.
It would be awesome to see that happen, you know, for you to get more involved that way. We need some really good, wholesome films. And if anybody can do it, Johnny, you can do it.
Thank you.
Oh, you're...
I was just writing, I've been working on a film this week, writing the one, so.
Wow. Well, if you need a part for a very funny Jewish mother, I mean, you've already got a Jewish mother, but if you need a funny one, even funnier than your mother, I just want you to know that I'm here for you, Johnny. I'm here for
you. Thank you.
That is awesome. So I want to get back to music again for a moment. Now, how many instruments do you play?
I'm more of a vocalist and singer-songwriter. I play a little guitar, but I'm not the best.
All right.
So I'm not quite to the level to play a lot in front of people.
I hear you.
On the guitar, but I do love, I have my 10,000 hours in vocals.
Woo, that's amazing. So you've been around for a while. Obviously, you're younger than me. Of course, most people are these days. But I don't know if you remember hearing some of the early songs in the Messianic movement, and I'm sure that you've seen the changes that have taken place in the music now. And do you think that the Messianic movement is attracting young people with music? Because it's definitely changed from the way it was. You know, in the early days, it was more oompa, oompa, oompa. You know, as you listen to music like of Israel's Hope or even Lamb in the early days. Just wondered what you thought about how music's changing.
I think what I'm seeing is that God is really like calling people out of the woodworks to be working on music, not only in the worship realm, but in the secular realm. And I've seen a lot of, like, you see, even in the evangelical world, like for instance, the song, The Blessing by Carrie Job, and I believe she involved Joshua Aaron, like asked him about like what, like it was on her heart to make a song similar to the Aaronic Benediction. So you're seeing a lot of movement that's just, I don't know, that is pointing to the Jewishness of Yeshua.
Good, good. Well, we're all one in Messiah. We're brothers and sisters in the Lord, so it's nice that we can all help each other.
Yep, and I don't know what's to come at Heritage. We don't really have the music put together, but I have... I've helped with worship there, and we do whatever is around the corner.
Great, great. Well, Johnny, I'm so excited for what the Lord is doing in your life and for what He's going to do, and I hope you'll keep me posted on what happens, and if there's anything exciting happening with Heritage, you know, give me a buzz. Let me talk to you, or if there's anybody else in the ministry that I should be speaking with, but I'd love to be kept informed, and I will certainly keep you guys in my prayers, and I just want to thank you for talking with me. It's refreshing to speak to a young person on fire for the Lord and to see how God is using you. And you know, I love it when people use their gifts and talents to glorify the Lord, and I see that you're doing that. And I also see that, you know, you're staying humble, you're not getting a swelled head, and that's a good thing.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for the affirmation.
Oh, you're welcome. So, Johnny, this has been great. Is there anything else that you wanted to share about yourself or any parting words, anything else we should know about Johnny Welch?
Oh, not that I can think for calling. And please let me know how to pray for your ministry as well in New York.
Thank you. Well, it's quite the miracle. The funds have constantly been here to help me stay on the air, and it's quite a miracle. I mean, I've been on the air since 1997. Can you believe it?
Wow, that's really cool.
It's incredible. So thank you again, Johnny. We will be in touch for sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Shalom for now.
You as well.
Thanks.
Shalom. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Johnny Welch. And now let's take a trip down memory lane. This is the group Lamb, one of my early favorites. Comfort ye my people. May you be comforted as you hear the beautiful music.
I will be do to my people. And they will blossom as the lily. Your beauty will be like the olive tree, your fragrance as Lebanon, Lebanon.
Again, that was the group Lamb. And next up, here's Offner and Rachel Bosky with Ancient Gates. Close your eyes and you'll feel like you're right there in Ha'aretz Yisrael, the land of Israel. Thank you.
your heads, O everlasting gates, and let the King come in, let the King come in. Lift up your heads, O everlasting gates, and let the King come in, let the King come in. Who is this, our glorious King, Lord of the armies of heaven? Who is this, our glorious King, Lord of the armies of heaven? Who is this, our glorious King, Lord of the armies of heaven?
And you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
And what a beautiful way to close out the program with Marty Goetz and his daughter Misha, who just had her second son. Congratulations, Mazel Tov, Misha.
Grace. and his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, and give you peace.
Right, we draw another week to a close. God bless you for now. And here's Phil Klein.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha Yair Adonai panav alecha v'ikunecha Yisadonai panav alecha v'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.